Donald Trump is blasting four Democratic congresswomen for criticizing America, but he did the same thing 4 years ago. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
As the president blistered the Somali-born Democrat, send her back, days after the president said Omar and three other Democrats of color should go back to their countries.
I was not happy with it.
Asked in the Oval Office why he didn't try to stop the chant.
I think I did. I started speaking very quickly.
But he didn't.
And she talked about the evil Israel.
Appearing to take it in without calling on backers to stop. The president says he would certainly try to stop it at another rally. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump says a U.S. warship shot down an Iranian drone threatening the ship and its crew in the Strait of Hormuz on Thursday. Trump told reporters at the White House the drone came within 900 meters of the USS Boxer and ignored multiple calls to stand down.
The drone was immediately destroyed. This is the latest of many provocative and hostile actions by Iran against vessels operating in international waters.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said he was not aware of any downing of an Iranian drone in the Strait on Thursday. Zarif told reporters at the United Nations before meeting with Secretary General Antonio Guterres, in his words, "We have no information about losing a drone today." The incident is likely to increase tensions between Washington and Tehran, which are already simmering over U.S. sanctions that have wrecked the Iranian economy and the U.S. withdrawal from the 2015 nuclear deal. This is VOA News. Search warrants unsealed Thursday shed new light on President Trump's role as his campaign scrambled to keep a pornographic movie star and a Playboy centerfold silent in the days leading up to the 2016 election. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Court records released today offered new details about the role then-candidate Trump played in his campaign's effort to quash stories about the alleged affairs with porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. However, two people familiar with the matter say federal prosecutors in New York decided not to file any additional charges in their investigation of the illegal hush money payments. The people briefed on the decision were not authorized to speak about it publicly and spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. I'm Shelley Antler.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that China is intimidating countries into skipping his International Religious Freedom Conference. AP's Walter Ratliff reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is accusing China of intimidating countries into staying away from an International Religious Freedom Conference that he's hosting. Pompeo also says China is responsible for mass detentions of Muslims and other minorities, which he's calling the stain of the century among human rights abuses. He says countries that heeded Chinese pressure to stay away from the gathering should find the courage to stand up to China. More than 1,000 participants from more than 100 countries are attending the Religious Freedom Conference. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The head of the World Food Program said Thursday his agency is close to reaching agreement with Houthi rebel leaders to end a suspension of food aid in areas of Yemen that the group controls. WFP Chief David Beasley had ordered a partial suspension of food distribution in the capital, Sana'a, because rebels were diverting and blocking aid and not allowing humanitarian agencies to operate independently. Thursday, Beasley told the Security Council that negotiations with the group have been ongoing and his team is nearing an agreement.
But once this is resolved, we are ready to begin implementing this agreement immediately. We will have food back on the streets in Sana'a in a matter of just days.
A Saudi Arabian-led coalition began bombing Iranian-aligned Houthi rebels in support of Yemen's government in March of 2015. Since then, the UN estimates more than 10,000 people have been killed. Authorities in the Japanese city of Kyoto say 33 people are dead after the suspected arson of an animation studio in the worst mass killing in the nation in nearly 20 years. In a statement, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the attack by a 41-year-old man who broke into the building and doused it with a flammable liquid appalling and said he was at a loss for words. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
The voice of VOA, 1, the voice of America. VOA1.